When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just rock,
it's a textbook gloss
right there. Yeah. Hello, ladies. Oh, we're going to start that over again.
No.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm editing today. It's okay. Welcome to the Midnight Reviews. Welcome to She-Hulk Episode 7. I'm the Loves member, Travis Snell, and I'm joined by...
Man-Bull, Kirkland Patzer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the hurtin' for a yurtin', Dylan Muss.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I think you kind of guessed by that name, but like I said, we're doing the She-Hulk review. We got a few more episodes left. Next week is the penultimate episode. I'm excited to talk about this one. We got lots of stuff going on today. We have three cast drop, a Smile review, an Andor review, I guess yesterday when you're listening to this, and then a newscast about Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine. So just been a big week. We got this. We got Lord of the Rings, the Smile spoilers review drop. I'm going to be reviewing Blonde, which was quite 3 hours of my life tonight. Ooh. Good and bad, so you can look out for that. I'll be reviewing okay. Hocus Pocus this weekend too, and there's gonna be a trash totally this weekend because Kirkland's at a lake, Dylan's moving, Taylor might be joining me actually, but Taylor was supposed to be on tonight. He did not answer any messages, so I'm just gonna assume that he fell asleep or something like that, because he said yeah,
that's the best of us.
It does. He's like, I'm gonna go
he
grab
does
some
get sleepy sometimes.
Yeah, he does. Oh yeah, those times where he's like he's trying to pretend he's not. And yeah, he knows he's not. He says he's going to grab some food and be right back, and who knows. But yeah, lots of good stuff going on. Just to go on links below to find it. Everything, video, audio, the Discord, the Patreon, the Manscaped, everything you can do to support us, which we do appreciate from wherever you are, from the main feed to the Patreon producer tier. We thank you very much. But let's get in this episode because it is late, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kirkland. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, networks works, you know. But Dylan Muss, what do you think of episode Lucky Number 7?
Lucky Number 7. Whew, I gotta say, this is by far my least favorite episode. And I mean that by far. There was really not much in here that I cared for at all. I think there's some stuff they're really trying to push with the character, but it just feel like really forced to me. Mm-hmm. I think I laughed like once in this episode, which is like, that's not good. Like, the show's very funny, but there was not a lot in here that I found particularly interesting. And then, I don't know, I feel like there's kind of a bit of a mystery that they're trying to set up, but it's like exactly what I expected from last week. So I just felt like we were spinning wheels for a half an hour here. So yeah, I think when I inevitably rewatch this show, which I will in the future because I really like it, I think I'll skip past this one. That's where I'm at. So what about you guys?
Big fast forward with the big greater skip. Than symbol, you know? Yeah.
Sure.
What about you, Kirkland?
With the greater than symbol.
That's what it is, right? It's the two fast forward errors and the greater symbol, you know? That's the, like, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Or sometimes I guess it's just a play button and then it's like a straight line. I'm just looking at my remote right now. So there's variations of skip button. But either way, Dylan's going to be skipping Kirkland. You're going to be skipping this when you rewatch this episode.
I am not going to be skipping this one. I'm going to be putting it in half speed because I enjoyed it so much. It's not my favorite episode, but I actually enjoyed quite a lot in here. Not really a spoiler, but there's like a retreat element of it. I think it's even in the title. And there's like just like a group discussion that I was loving all of it. I could have taken more of that in the episode. So all of that stuff I quite enjoyed. I think there's like throughout the season so far, there's been this like Jen versus like She-Hulk dynamic. And I think this episode tackled that really well. And I liked it a lot. Yeah, I'm going to hold my tongue there. Never mind. That's a spoiler thing.
Held
so, yeah. But yeah, overall, I quite liked it. But yeah, never mind. I'm just going to hold my... It keeps trying to slip out of my mouth. I just gotta close it up.
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere in the middle of you two, where I guess I'd agree with Kirkland. It's not my favorite, but it's not my least favorite either. I liked it better than the previous 2 weeks, but then I'd put it right above those two. Like, this would be like the third, but even then, like, I still like them. It still gives the thumbs up. I had some moments. I agree that I don't think I laughed too much. I get what they're going for. I think there's certain characters we meet. I don't know. They didn't exactly do it for me. I hate to be a broken record because I feel like I do this all the time, but I'm going to do it again. I'm starting to worry about the finale, and this always happens with these MCU shows, but just like with what we did, I think Dylan's a little bit right where we get some reveals and some stuff, but for the time that's left, if we're assuming the next two episodes are around this length, maybe they're a little long, but still, let's say they're around this length. For the most part, I think other than what Kirkland alluded to, one really great moment for me about Jen versus She-Hulk there. This was a fun episode, but I feel like we're trying to get to certain things and just closing it out. And again, I always preference this as, okay, at the end of season one, if we get the same thing as Loki, where it's an end credit, like She-Hulk season two, I go, okay, well, that's fine. Then whatever. But like you guys just talked about on newscast, if she might be in Captain America, this and that, lots of these people aren't getting season twos because they're spinning off in other things, right? And that's my worry, that we're doing some fun stuff, but then when it's going to come time to introduce big bad stuff, like, and who knows, because there's lots of things going on, so I'll get more on that in spoilers. So I'm very curious what they're gonna go. I like the episode, but I don't know how much it progressed the plot other than something you probably could have done in a minute, and I think everyone kind of figured it out very quickly, the route they're going with this. So anything else non-spoilers before we crack open this banana?
Let's crack her open.
That's, do you crack open a banana?
Yeah, I don't peel it. I'm like, look at this. If it's, bam, over the knee.
If it's not ripe at all, I think you're cracking it. It's just like super green.
Yeah, same with avocado. Corn. Same thing. They're hard. People go, oh, you can't eat this. No, I go, slam it. Eat it. No, it's disgusting if you eat a non-ripe avocado.
Eat it.
You know? Yeah.
Eat
it's
it.
Probably healthy, but yeah. Eat your fruits and veggies, kids. we're going to take our break, and then we'll be right back with some She-Hulk spoilers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. So I want to start where I left off there, because just to now I can full on say, hey, what's going on? So we, again, did not get Daredevil this episode. I just had a feeling we weren't going to, which I, once I saw the title, I was like, okay, that confirmed. I don't think Matt Murdock's hanging out of this retreat or whatnot, but I still felt like the natural thing, I think I said this last week, where we get one more, he is in the penultimate episode, because it kind of gets some people hyped, and then they check out the finale. I am starting to wonder if he's going to be in the finale, which I'm not necessarily opposed to. I'm just, I thought that, like I said, my worry is that the finale is him and She-Hulk teaming up, that it will be more about people hyped about him than her show ending. So I don't know how it's going to go unless next week's just a full-on Daredevil episode, but my thing is, if we get full on Daredevil episode next week, I feel like we're going to take a little detour from the main story. And I feel like we got to get to the main story here at some point, which is this group of bad guys who are trying to get She-Hulk's blood. So my worry is, we get Daredevil next week, we pivot, and then the finale, we just do everything really fast. And maybe they'll save stuff for the solo Hulk project, maybe for another thing. Captain America 4, maybe, I don't know, but I am just a little worried. We still got Frogman. Like, I feel like there's still things that we know are coming up or should be resolved that could just be, like you're talking about with the fast forward buttons, the skip buttons. It's going to be on just whoosh, go really fast, because MCU's done that multiple times. And now, again, I hate it. I'm starting to get worried. I'm classic Travis with this MCU finale. So,
well, to add on to that, too, like, we talked about this a lot, that they've advertised it as a half an hour, you know, drama, a lawyer, like, drama,
sitcom.
Oh my God, I cannot speak.
Dramedy. I think a comedy, but yeah.
But even that, like, we haven't even been in the courtroom and barely spent any time in the office in the last two episodes as well. So I feel like there's got to be some conclusion to that. Like, if going ahead, if she is in greater MCU projects and not doing the lawyer thing, like, what is the reason for that going to be? And I don't know. I feel like it was weirdly paced that they had these two episodes back to back in that way, these episodes that feel like just like a almost like a filler episode in a way. So yeah, I see what you're talking about, because there is definitely a lot of ground that it feels like we have to cover here, and where there's not enough time for it.
Well, it was so funny when, like, we'll talk about Blonsky's back in this episode and they're showing the previously on and everything. And I was just like, yeah, I guess it's the only, like, other than the very first episode, Blonsky's, like, the only client she's had in this. Apparently, like, it looks like she's had clients off screen, I guess, because she's been working and she's always doing stuff. But for us, an actual case, and it's fine because it fits in with Bruce's story. But it's just funny that's the one client she's had.
So. Not a lawyer show, that's for sure.
No, definitely not. And I remember because the creator did get slammed a little bit, because she said, oh, we were trying to do some court cases and we realized we weren't the best at that, so we took some of that stuff out, and was like, well, why the fuck did these people get hired if they couldn't write this?
But attorney at law.
But I think I don't think we're going to be going back to any court stuff other than maybe something to do with Frogman, but I think it's gonna be like last week where it'll be like Nikki and somebody dealing with Frogman while she deals with like the main issue, I guess, which I imagine is gonna be Matt, because I feel like I'm not disappointed if he's in the finale, but I feel like he's gonna be next week. Like I said, I just don't see them doing the finale, but are you guys, any of you, convinced that he'll be in the finale?
I think so, honestly, because like after what was it, the Hawkeye finale, that's like where Yelena like popped off, really, like in the suit as Black Widow. So I could totally see that happening.
And that's where
they before that though, right? Like earlier,
she did, like, but like I feel like that was like the Black Widow like moment where she was kind of popping off. I mean, but
yeah,
And you also had, remember, I guess they did the same thing at Kingpin, right? They, like, a little bit introduced that him in the penultimate. Yeah, well, no, Big Hat was the finale, and then the finale, he was there. But again, that was fucking super mega rushed, and I just don't understand. It's, I guess it's, I know why. It's, I guess it's a budgetary thing, but it's just, I can't judge until we see. I just don't want it to be like Kingpin and Hawkeye, where that just felt like very shoehorned in. And it's great that he's going to be in Echo and Daredevil. So it just felt like a way, like, oh, we just got to get him in there because we got Vincent D'Onofrio. But you don't have to. Like, these guys are with you now. Like, Jackman's with, like, they're your guys and gals now. You know, you can take your time.
Yeah, I'm just so curious about the strategy. I mean, I'm not going to do predictions anymore. I mean, I've been predicting Daredevil for weeks. I've been saying that Abomination's done. He's not going to pop up again. Here he is again. Or not Abomination, but Blonsky, I should say. So I have no fucking clue at this point. For all I know, the finale is going to be another fight with Titania. You know, like that's just kind of.
Oh, God. I think Titania will be in the next episode somewhere. Really? I just feel like these characters keep popping up. And I think just because Titania is my least favorite, she will. And speaking of, so the guy, so obviously, like, we'll talk about, they go to this retreat because something happens with Emile's, whatever his. What, like, had some
security bracelet,
whatever it is, defective
or something.
It's to show if he turns into Abomination that there might be some spikes. He got electrocuted because he was trying to get a chicken out of fence, which I like this enough. But there it was part of me where I'm like, man, I just think about where Abomination was, Incredible Hulk, to where we are now. I still like it enough. It's just like, would have never thought we'd get here, but that's fine. They've changed the character. And this,
I mean,
that
still could have been a lie, though.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
You're feeling confident that that was truthful in that way?
Yeah, I think just because the way Tim Roth's playing, I mean, he's just so loosey-goosey, lovey-dovey.
He's like Brad Pitt in Bullet Train, basically. He's like, just like, come to Jesus
moment.
Yeah,
very zen. Yeah. And I guess because I was waiting for that to show a few more signs of him being a little sneaky, but he really was, and I think he was very approachable and comedic.
I almost had inklings of that when she was in the yurt. Like, the music. I don't know if you guys picked this up, but I feel like it was, like, it was playful and fun, but then it would, like, go back and forth between, like, I don't know. It felt like something sinister was about to happen in a way. I don't know. If maybe I'm just tired or something like that. But I was like, man, is this yurt just going to, like, depower her or exhaust her? And then they're going to, like, fuck her up when she gets out of there? Because, I mean, there is that connection, right? Between Abomination, this guy that tried to jump her, that guy who was part of Josh and the rest of the crew that are trying to get her blood. So maybe he's just completely unaware of that. That's possible. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's potential for some tomfoolery, but all the other characters in there were such goofballs that I don't know, I would be hard pressed to believe that they're, like, truly evil villain characters, even though that one guy is clearly part of that organization. So a bit of a confusing thing there, but I mean, I want to go back quickly just to say, like, once again, like, the Daredevil marketing is so confusing for me. Like, I guess they really did not feel confident in this show or something like that. I'm just trying to think of what else the reason would be, because I think, like, that works so much better as a surprise, like Kingpin and that, right? Like, that was a surprise. We didn't know that he was going to be in that show, right? It wasn't any trailers or anything.
No, we didn't officially know. Like, we knew, but we didn't officially know. We even knew the episode because we were like, oh, it's episode 5, he's coming in and stuff like that. I guess
it's different with a 6-episode thing.
Yeah,
I don't know, the pacing of it is, like, I don't know. It's not like this where we're just, like, each week we're speculating and then we're getting another filler episode. You don't have room for that in a 6-episode series.
I feel like it's not necessarily if they didn't feel like they could trust She-Hulk or the character. I think it's almost just more so they might have worried about the whole just kind of being a comedy, mostly a comedy, turning people off. And at least it's always like, well, it's Daredevil. So, like, they hit you with him in the trailers so you would check out the show. And maybe just around the time someone, if they were there for that, it's like, I don't know about this. You got the helmet, right? It's like, oh, he must be coming soon. So, and now there's 2 episodes left. So it's like, you kind of know, okay, it has to be one of these two. Maybe that's why, because they don't want you to watch him and then leave. But hey, that's marketing, right? They gotta get you to watch this show and stuff. So,
because I was really thinking that we were getting Daredevil tonight, and then, like, by the episode title, it's like, oh, okay, I don't think he's gonna be popping up here. There's no bridge in a resort, something like that. And that's where I'm like, you know, I'm actually, like, kind of bitter that, like, you know, like, I did get that reveal, but again, what am I going to do about it? It's completely a marketing thing to show him off, to just get more attention to the show. So I completely get it. And also, just, like, when we initially got that trailer, like, that's such a hype moment. But now, like in hindsight, I wish I could have entered the show without even knowing that. Because like if I saw The Mask without knowing anything about like Daredevil being in the show, that would have blown my mind. And then like go to the next episode, and then, you know, like last week she even like commented on, she's like, this is just a wedding episode, so then give that one a pass. Here we are. Now we're entering like the last stages, but it's just like the last few episodes. It's like, we're getting it. We're getting it now, finally, but nothing.
Well, I mean, even like they did that mid-season trailer, right? Which I think was before last episode, right? It was before episode 6, where like that could have been a good thing to do, where they, you know, it could have not necessarily pulled the trigger on that, see how the show's going. And if it's not doing well at that point, you know, you drop the Daredevil in there. But even then, if the show is exact same, in this hypothetical world, like you're seeing The Mask at that point, so that would be a good time. I think you see The Mask, and then you do this mid-season trailer, you show an actual clip of Daredevil, and then you get that like second wave of hype. But yeah, I feel like then we wouldn't have had to mess around for 5 episodes like, oh, where is he, that kind of thing, which maybe that's what they wanted, was just the hysteria that we all have of like talking about it every week. But I don't know, I feel like you're MCU is just so big that I think you're going to get enough people in the door that you don't need to bait people with Daredevil. But especially because like we got the show confirmed, like we know that he exists and he's coming. It's not like the, you know, future of Daredevil is uncertain or anything like that. So
just I guess for me, because I'm enjoying the show, like the Daredevil role is not really, it's not really bugging me at all. I'm just like this week, I'm like, okay, it's not that like. I like even the marketing, I'm just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm just still in bliss because it's Cox. I'm like, well, cool. Like whenever we get him, I know I got the show. So it hasn't really affected my enjoyment. I know other people have. So it's like, oh man, I just want to see Daredevil. But it's just also because I know we're going to get a fucking show of 18 episodes of him. It's like,
I don't think I am bummed either. I feel at this point that whatever we're going to get is going to be super insubstantial, right? Just because of how little show there is left to play with him. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's 45 minutes of Daredevil screen time across the next 2 episodes, but I do not expect that at this point.
Aaron asks, do you think we'll see Matt and Jen as lawyers? I don't, like, if you define lawyers as, like, do we see Matt Murdock and Jennifer Walters interact? Yes. Are they, like, opposite a courtroom? I don't think that. I think maybe in another time, but I don't think right now them being lawyers, or maybe they're, like, in a similar courthouse, but that's about it. I if you're defining them going against each other or even work together, no, I don't think so. I think you'll just have them be their regular personas and talk, maybe.
We're getting no more lawyer stuff, right?
No more lawyer stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's the rest of the episodes are called.
Just my last thoughts on the Daredevil thing. Like for me, yeah, like I am really enjoying like the content, but it just seems like there's like a cloud like over the show, because it's like, when is the Daredevil gonna happen, especially knowing that it's gonna happen.
That seems to happen almost every show now, you know, because that happened.
Yeah,
with, but it only happens to us. That's all, be clear. The GA is not done. Like it happened with Kingpin. It happened with WandaVision because everyone thought it was fucking Mephisto. I don't think it happened with Winter Soldier. Loki, it happened because we're like, is this Kang? They're going to show off Kang? Like, what else have we got in this year? Miss Marvel, I don't think that happened because no one, we got our villains pretty early.
I think it was like we were waiting for Captain Marvel to pop up at some point, right?
Yeah.
Have the same energy.
Yeah. But I guess that's what happens when it's not a movie, right? A movie, you get that question answered in 2 hours, you sit down, then at the end you're like, oh well, no, they're not in this, but this is like a 6 to 9 week thing. So I was gonna say, like, bring some of these characters back, and I really liked at one point the guy from the Wreck-It Ralph walks and she's like, oh, was he in the previously on? No, show the previously on. That was very fun, because I actually for a second thought it was Donnie Blaze, not the Wrecking Crew guy at first, bit.
I forgot who it was.
Yeah. So it was fun. They even said, like, oh, you probably forgot who this was. I was like, oh, yeah, I did for there, because it's like similar type of guy. But he's atoned for his sins. He says it was a mistake to be working for some bad company. So was it a very easy write off for them not to fight? Absolutely. Just to say, hey, I apologize, I'm not with those guys anymore. All right, I guess. Like, she didn't even press him for more information. She didn't press him, like, who hired you, when, what were you paying? Like, it was very flimsy as far as where we got. So I wasn't a fan of that aspect.
She sure fucking gave him a bruise, though. God, threw him into those chairs.
Well, I don't know if you guys got it, but the CGI when she ran up and started choking him, it was not good, the way She-Hulk was moving.
It wasn't good, but it also wasn't when Man-Bull, my name, ran at her and she did that little like spinorama move. That was the most egregious of the show so far, I'd say.
Well, and it was so funny because when her and Nikki are in the office and they're talking about her not being texted back, it was the first time to me She-Hulk looked great in the office. I don't know what it was about it, but there was something going on where it's like, oh, it looked like the rest of the show. And I think most of the time she looked good.
I think it's because it was zoomed in, honestly. It wasn't like so much of the green screen fucking skyline that they keep showing off.
Aaron's right. Power broker and Falcon and Soldier. I forgot that was who's the power broker. Who's the power broker, right? That's their big thing. It's a formula, and hopefully they don't stick to it all the time of like who's Hulk King or whatever and stuff like that. And I guess we should talk about that. I think we all were pretty much like, yeah, we don't really trust this guy already. But the second they opened this.
No, Kirkland trusted this guy with his life.
Yeah, me and Taylor both. Yeah, we're like, we saw his beautiful eyes. We're like, these guys are going to totally make it. They're going to be married. Exactly.
Me and Dale, much better judge of characters.
I would have been texting him. I'd have been like, great time last night. Smiling ear to ear.
Yeah. Getting a little worried. Hope all's well. Blushy face. That I did like when the whole crowd was like, oh no. Because it was like this. Because I like that they didn't show us that she texted him a second time. Because we got that first text of, oh, had a good night, you know, whatever, keep smiling. But then when she did reveal, I like that they kept that from us as like the viewer. We didn't get to see that text. So when she told us it was that bad moment, like, oh, what are you doing? But the second this show, movie, I almost called it, the show opened up with this love montage of him being the perfect guy. Last week, I thought. This week, the second that, I'm like, okay, it's over. It's 100%.
It's over and, for her.
Yeah, it's over for her. Like, I almost wish they didn't do the whole big love montage because I feel like that was even more of a tip-off. I was so hoping at the end of this episode he was kidnapped or dead. Or, like, I thought, I was hoping they would subvert it. And it's fine because it's
You're hoping he was dead. You're going to
Yeah,
he's
in a yeah, trunk fuck somewhere. It. Like, imagine, yeah, they just she's really worried and he's just dead on the corner or something like that. I don't know, but like,
y'all just got some Breaking Bad stuff. Like,
Man Bull took him out, but like, no,
what
I,
if it
I
was
just,
that though. What if it was just like he just got hit by a truck just randomly, has nothing to do with a villain or anything?
She just deleted his number, just like completely cut him off.
Foggy was driving that car, weird. And Matt Murdock was the pastor, but no, I was just hoping for something to change, and it wasn't. So we got confirmed, yes, Josh is a bad guy. He's working for Hulk King / Intelligencia. Mm-hmm. And he got... I don't know why he needed a picture of her, because he got the blood and he copied her phone. I guess it was just like confirming. But yeah, he got phone records, picture of her, and her blood. Dilmus, you were with me last week of thinking Josh was no good, and we got confirmed that he is no good. Were you surprised?
Nope. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
I just feel like we're spinning wheels on that one. Where I was last week. So thanks for that.
Kirkland, where's your heartbroken this week? Those nice eyes, David.
I love the love montage in the beginning too. It was a great little like love sequence. And again,
did you not think something was up when that montage was going on?
You're like nah, not, he's a good guy. not really. Oh, honestly, no. I was still just like, this is awesome. I'm loving this, and I think it was just a great little like montage too, to like not to show like the full first date, just like do a quick one, and then like progressing until like finally she got him into the bedroom. So that was all fun, and then afterwards it was like the next morning. I'm like, oh yeah, no, like she's not gonna call back. But I think honestly, like what Travis was saying, like I thought like actually something happened to him. I did not think he was evil, but. My judge of character.
Yeah, no. So we'll find out next week who he's working for and who... Well, I don't even know if we'll find out next week, but I feel like we kind of have to. We didn't get another post-credit scene here, which, again, I'm happy about because I don't want Dylan to rack up any points. He racked up enough of those. I know he's getting at least one more and stuff like that, so...
Oh, yeah, I guess the last episode's got to be one, right? Hulk one, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Galen says, the series gets her character through as being conscientious? Conscientious? I've never heard that word in my
conscientious.
Life.
You haven't heard that word? You've never
what
seen
does conscientious mean? I've never heard, I don't think.
Like, she's conscious, like, of her just self, I'd
okay.
think.
Okay, that's fair. I think I've just people just say conscious.
And her actions.
Say that, so.
And
good for you, Galen,
others.
Breaking a word out this early. That's maybe it's not for you. Outspoken humorous John Byrne, along with Jim Shooter, should be quite happy with Betrayal. Yeah, I haven't read much of She-Hulk, but that's what everyone recommended when I was up on it, was the John Byrne run, and it is very much like that. And I wanted to say that is my... It's one of my favorite moments of the series was that moment when they were talking about Josh, why she didn't get text back. And they've alluded to this a few times, but I really like the dialogue, the writing, and particularly the performance of, you know, She-Hulk being this popular friend that everyone talks about, but unfortunately it's you and no one wants to really talk with Jen and it feels like a cheat. I'm not going to paraphrase the whole thing and butcher it here at 12, almost 1 a.m. in the morning, but I really liked that speech. Like, that honestly, to me, mm-hmm. I think is my favorite thing of the show so far, that moment right there. It really worked. It encapsulated the show so far, and I thought it felt natural, too, in this moment because it kept bugging her about the phone and Josh and dating, so I really, really like the differentiation of, even, you know, she didn't talk down about She-Hulk, like, there's benefits, but just those benefits can kind of, you know, take Jen down a little bit, so...
Yeah, I love that whole moment as well. It was just so well, like, written and, like, spoken, and how, like, she's so, like slow to, like, open herself up, I guess, in that little circle, whatever the hell you'd call that, like, anonymous, or what's it called? Alcoholics Anonymous, an AA meeting sort of setup. I know it's not exactly
what this
that.
Was. Yeah.
Not what this was, but that sort of setting. And then, like, she just kept going, and it was, like, a pretty long, like, speech that she did, and then just, like, the camera work, too, as it was, like, zooming in, like, closer and closer, and I just, like, did not see, like, an animated character. Like, I totally just saw, like, this character mm-hmm. that is She-Hulk in that moment. And it was, in my opinion, it was, like, a perfect moment there. Because I knew the battle that she was going through between, like, just wanting, like, people to love Jen, not just, like, She-Hulk. But there, she just said it and spoon-fed it. Definitely 1 a.m. Spoon-fed it to me, the viewer. So I really liked it.
Mm. Yeah, I wish it worked for me as it did for you guys. I don't know what it is about it. Because, I mean, I think the writing of it, performance and all that, isn't my problem with it. I think it just felt like... It was too easy, and it was a bit forced because of that. Like, I don't know. I guess just the whole believability of that sequence where she's just kind of walking around the woods and just kind of stumbles into this place, and then she's chilling there, and they're just, yeah, having this kind of therapy circle, and she decides to open up in that moment. I don't know. It just, none of it really felt like what she would do. I also don't know why she was, like, chilling as She-Hulk for several hours. Like, I don't know if that... fit for what was going on in that moment either. That felt like a strange decision. Even like, I guess she got a bar on her phone at some point and that's when she called the tow truck, but it's like, I don't know why she didn't just leave. I know she didn't have her car, but I don't know, the whole thing to me just felt kind of strange. And it's too bad because it's like, it is a huge moment for the character. And I just wish it happened in a better way. Like, I would have loved to have that conversation with Nikki instead. I think that would have had so much more impact for me if it was like a conversation between them, or Nikki said something and it kind of was an opening for her, or, you know, maybe like she met up with Bruce or was talking with Bruce again and like they had a conversation about this. But to have it with all these like goofball characters who are making the same joke over and over again just kind of took away from the power of the scene for me. And, you know, I think I even would have liked it more if it was just her and Blonsky having a conversation, because I like him. He's sincere. He's fun. He's a bit goofy at times. But in that setting, he was being much more serious. And I think just conversation between them could have been interesting. But, yeah, I didn't really like what we got, unfortunately.
That's fair. Yeah, I took it as she was still in She-Hulk because she was worried about the Wrecking Crew guy until they had their kind of come to Jesus moment.
But, I mean, she was, like, walking around the retreat for hours. Like, She-Hulk, you know?
I took it as just like a moment for like when she's totally like says her whole speech and then they're like, we welcome Jen, and then she goes down to Jen and it's like a big like, oh, she's happy with
right.
It.
No, actually, yeah, herself. I guess she yeah, was she as Jen. She turned
yeah, no,
when she
was
saw
Jen
him,
whole,
right?
Yeah, yeah, because she went to attack. Okay. And that's when she did that that's choke fair. And yep. stuff. So yeah, she was just in there and everything like that. And yeah, I feel like they've been really safe on the her turning back and forth between She-Hulk and Jen, because I feel like early on you'd always see it, but now it's always happening.
They showed it much
camera.
More like you see the whole transformation. Usually they like, show half of it, you know, and then they cut to hide it. But I feel like they actually went for it this episode. We saw like two
oh, really?
Full transformations.
I guess
when
it's
she
when
went
they
back
did
to
the
human, it looked like it was off screen.
Yeah, because they had just kind of like Tatiana looking green a little bit, which is fine. Save the budget. Pay Tim Roth the money he needs, you know, and stuff like that. Gallon, conscientious, guided by or in accordance with dictates of conscience, principled. There you go.
That's so basically what I said.
That's exactly, yeah.
A little bit cleaner than what
Kirk,
I said.
Kirk, I was going to say that me and Dylan already expressed our... I think Dylan really disliked like them. I disliked them, like,
the
Goon Squad. Yeah, like, I thought they were fine, but like, it's just as like not really believable for to be in the MCU. I guess I don't know. I wasn't a fan of them.
I loved it. I was totally eating that up. The humor totally got me. I actually like laughed out loud when the matador that's not actually a matador is saying like, "I'm Spanish," and then Porcupine's like, "Spanish is a language, not a nationality."
Have you heard of
He's
Spain?
Like, "Have you heard of Spain?" I act like it was so dumb. And again, it's late at night, but I just laughed out loud. I was like, "Holy shit, that's hilarious!" And then like from that point on, like they just kept going, and it was hitting me. So maybe it's just the lack of sleep, who knows? But for whatever reason, I was able to really enjoy that moment. And I also just loved having Blonsky in this role that he's kind of like, hurting these like goofballs for, and like, because they keep like getting off track, those two that are like codependent, and he just like keeps separating them. And
can you move?
And again, like I just love where Blonsky is now. Like he's totally in this Zen stage where just Abomination days are completely behind him. Like he's not a commando anymore at all. So yeah, for me, this sequence worked really, really good. And this was like the highlight of the whole episode, honestly, was like this stage and like them just like doing, not the therapy session, whatever it's called, like just that circle.
I think it's a group session. I think they usually call
group
it.
Session. Yeah. There you go.
Gotta
so
go to group. Yeah.
For me, it was really good. And then when she left at the end, it was like, nice. That was a fun little, I like that little adventure that we had here.
Yeah, I think with, I still, like I said earlier, where I look at Emil and I'm like, man, look at what he's become. I will say that Tim Roth does a great job, though. I think like,
he's so good.
He has a lot of fun that, and I hope this is not the last time. That's always my worry, if he is just this complete Zen character that, okay, now what can you really do with him in the future? So I hope he's a trick, or he breaks, or they just kidnap him, so you got to be Abomination one more time, you know? So the only other note I had was it was great to get a Dua Lipa song in a streaming show that I'm enjoying right now, because last time wasn't Resident Evil and it was one of the worst experiences of my life, but that's why, hence the name, Love's Memory. That's what the Dua Lipa fans are called.
Was that the song like in the montage? Or?
It was a song at the very end when they're she's with the trucker, because the song's called I Don't Give a Fuck, and it's just about like the person that screwed you over, like a significant other, like an ex and stuff. So it was playing while she's having that moment, like she deleted Josh's phone and, you know, the rah-rah. And Dua Lipa is one of the, you know, the best things going right now. Hotter than sliced bread right now, Dylan.
Okay, cool.
Do you know who Dua Lipa is?
Yeah, I just don't. Okay. I don't know a single song of hers by name.
That's fine.
So
that's fine.
I need some help.
We'll educate you. You know. So that's everything I have to say, I think, on this episode.
I really like the camera work at the beginning of this episode. How it like started on like an aerial shot of her like walking along, and then you had those like little text bubbles when she was texting. I like those little moments, and just like when she was like initially changing, she would just like close the door and then instantly open it up, and she was in her cool little dress. I like the colors of it too. It was just like a visually popping.
That was good. And even the car montage where it go to her being nervous, then cut to her singing and stuff. She should have been texting Ryan, though. Didn't she not hear what happened to Doctor Strange? You know, like,
I don't understand why those are legal. Those, like, things that just, like, hold the phone there. It's like, all you're doing is just right there and you're still texting. So.
And she's just looking for the text bubbles, you know, and stuff like that. Which I don't trust in everything that far. But I think, like, this is relatable. Everyone's been in that situation where we're for that person to text you back. So it was fun, but I just laughed if, like, this is literally the origin of Doctor Strange. But I guess she could become a master of the mischief. Like, she already knows Wong, and she'd be a She-Hulk wizard.
That'd be pretty crazy. Sorcerer Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
She'd have to shave her head like the ancient one, though.
I don't know if she's
a green,
that look.
Just a green,
just a dome.
Use that as a weapon, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else on this episode, boys?
No, sir.
No. Well, next week, I think no matter what, there's going to be good stuff. Even if it's not Daredevil, because I feel like they are going to have to start setting up some stuff for the finale, bad guys, plot, stuff like that. So, I think next week will be pretty exciting. And then until next time, don't be boring.
Bye.
Bye.